My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what better introduction could we have to prayer than the direction given us by Jesus, who is the master of the art of prayer? One of the reasons why people were attracted to him and sought his company were the long periods he spent in private prayer and the importance he attached to them. The success of his daily activity flowed from prayer. As man, the Son of Man, dependent on his daily bread from his Father in heaven. As a man, he submitted in all things to his Father. As God, he is and continues to be consubstantial with the Father. Our inbuilt thirst for God expresses itself in the fact that almost every one of us would like to pray better. However, the problem is that we often give up in prayer before or because we are not sure how to pray, what to say, and whether or not our prayers are heard. At one time or another, we may have made comments or heard comments like, "What's the point of praying? I don't pray anymore. My prayers are never answered. God does not seem to be listening." The truth is that we give up before we start. Like the disciples, we need encouragement and must turn to Jesus and say, "Lord, teach us to pray." When we put this request to him, when they, the disciples, put the request to Jesus, he spontaneously prayed from his heart to his heavenly Father in heaven. And of course, he always asked for the right things. I had a gentleman in the last parish I was in before I retired. We used to come in every day. And in the back of the church, we had a statue of Our Lady. And he would put his two hands in the hands of Our Lady. And he would ask Our Lady to win the lottery for him. But God doesn't hear those kind of prayers. Our Lady has better things to do than winning the lottery for someone. And it's the same with God. In the first reading today, you heard how Abraham, what a man of faith he was, and his perseverance in prayer. He never gave up. He kept on and on asking God until finally he put God in such a place that God could only say, "Well, if I find 5 honest people in Sodom and Gomorrah, I will not destroy it." So they were very sinful people, but he never gave up. The traditional and familiar words of the Our Father make it a community prayer for all times and every occasion. The tone of this prayer is both intimate and mysterious. It is simple, short, and yet a profession of faith because it reveals God as our Father, whose kingdom we all seek and who can be trusted to provide for our genuine daily needs. Prayer is talking to God. It's an intimate and loving conversation which we carry on as family members with our Heavenly Father. It's walking in his company paying loving attention to His presence and deepening our relationship with Him over and over again. God wants us to be real, to be down to earth like Abraham, so that we can drop our inhibitions, come as we are, and speak to Him with all honesty in a human way. We all have our own style of communication. Lengthy speaking is not necessary, and many words are not necessary. The joys and the disappointments that make our daily lives give us much to converse with God about. We can place our petitions before Him, and they will be answered as He sees fit. Whatever His response, we can be sure it will be for our good. It has been said that he who prays, rises from his knees a better person. It always happens. We come to know God more. We come to know ourselves better. Prayer makes us realize how much we need God and deepens our sense of dependence on His loving and fatherly care. We become aware that we stand before God in weakness, powerlessness, and yet in the hope that His grace can make something of each of us. In the rush and noise of life, which drowns out the voice of God, each of us must find the time and the place, or a place of silence, to pray. It is only in silence we can speak to God, and God can speak to us.